Out of activists in Virginia, terrified his mother when he was a young teen. Samantha Lee Bloom reportedly called 911 on James Fields Jr. when he was 13 and 14 years old. The mother called the police from a locked bathroom in 2010 to report Fields hit her in the head. Bloom, who uses a wheelchair, also reported her son once pulled a 12-inch knife on her. The now 20-year-old Fields is charged with second-degree murder in the death of counter-protester Heather Heyer at an alt-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, on Saturday. Meanwhile, a Confederate statue in North Carolina that stood for decades has been toppled after angry protesters pulled it down. A group attached a rope to the statue outside the Durham County Courthouse last night and toppled it. The protest comes days after the white nationalist march in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
One of President Trump's biggest backers may see his legal troubles disappear. The president retweeted a Fox News story this morning saying he is seriously considering a pardon for former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt for maintaining patrols targeting illegal immigrants. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is releasing the annual U.S. report on religious freedom around the world.
Legislation that upholds religious freedom as a core American value under the Constitution's First Amendment, as well as a universal human right.
Speaking of the State Department today, Tillerson said religious persecution and intolerance is far too prevalent in many regions of the world. Leading violators include Iran, China, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and ISIS. Well, Gert is gaining strength and is now the second named hurricane of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. The storm is swirling in the Atlantic with maximum sustained winds of about 75 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
President Trump is taking aim today at former President Obama over Russia. Trump took to Twitter this morning about a report that Obama knew about Russian interference 3 years ago, but he didn't want to anger Russia. A Politico report said the Obama administration was warned between 2014 and 2016 that Moscow was building operations aimed at disrupting the American political system. Democrats really like John McCain. The Arizona senator is apparently more popular among Democrats than his own Republican base. A new Gallup poll shows McCain has a 71% favorability rating among Democrats compared to 51% among Republicans. This is the second poll released in August that reflects the same result. A Quinnipiac poll shows McCain with a 79% approval rating with Democrats and just 39% with Republicans. Both polls suggest the swing is due to McCain's recent no vote killing the GOP health care bill. Finally, Tiger Woods was apparently not under the influence of alcohol when he was stopped by police in May, but he sure was under the influence of several other substances, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Toxicology test results indicate that Tiger Woods had five different drugs in his system when he was arrested by police in Florida in May. The results released on Monday showing Woods tested positive for Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC when he was arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to the Hunterton Chamber Internet Radio Station. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. It's Tuesday, August 15th, and it's about 3:06 in the afternoon. So I have a question for you, those of you who are listening. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here on the Hunterton Internet Radio Station. The name of my program is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, the owner of Rushmore Mentoring Group, and we have an opportunity in this program to learn business strategies and tactics from people who've been there and done it. And today I'd like to interview my wonderful guest, Polly Anderson. Polly, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vicki. Glad to be here.
I'm glad that you are here. And the program today is going to be focused on tips and ideas and experiences that you can share with the audience. So I look forward to in a way, it's kind of like brainstorming with you because you have a lot to share. First of all, we've known each other since about 1998.
Yeah, and yeah. When I first joined the chamber.
That's right, and you and I have had quite a journey in our respective business and life endeavors, and these are some of the things that we're going to talk about today. Before I get to that, though, I want to get into just taking a look at the weather, and we'll have a brief word from one of our sponsors. Then I'm going to come back and find out more about you. So to taking a look at the weather that we have here today, it is overcast. It's a little drizzly right now. And according to the weather report that I'm looking at, we're looking at temperatures, at about 74 degrees. And this afternoon we're looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And I'm going to a baseball game this afternoon or early this evening. So mainly before 5 o'clock. So total precipitation anticipated is about 40%, but only about a tenth of an inch of rain in the overall. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight and otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low of around 63. So we've had a lot of cool nights, I think, in the last couple of weeks. Tomorrow, we're looking at the weather being mostly sunny with a high near 87, calm wind beginning becoming northwest, around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. And then Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 65. So when I come back for the extended weather forecast in a little while, we'll take a look at what the weather will be from tonight through Thursday. Here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and I have Polly Anderson here today with us, who is your Amway independent business owner. But before we got to Amway, we have a lot of other things that you can kind of share, because you have been a serial entrepreneur, for sure. And when we met, you were affiliated with the golf course.
Pine Creek Miniature Golf.
Down in the south of Flemington.
Yeah, West Amwell.
On Route 31. And in fact, my son went there. I took my son there with his friends for a birthday party. That was in November. And I still have memories of being there. That's what really first... Because you and I met at a networking group.
Sure. Well, when I started working at Pine Creek... they were members of the chamber here, and so my job was to get out and meet people in the chamber and promote Pine Creek, and they were only about 3, maybe 4 years old at that time. So, you know, you're coming down, that was on the early end of things.
Yes, it really was, and it was a very good experience, and one that actually I never forgot. So, but in the process of building relationships on their behalf, you met an awful lot of people.
I have. You know, as I said, they were a member of this chamber, but also the Princeton and Mercer chambers, which is now Mid-Jersey Chamber, and so you get out and go to networking events and breakfasts and luncheons. You do start to meet a lot of people, and then you meet them again, and then you meet them again, and you develop relationships.
Yeah, that's for working. Now you live in the Flemington area, do you?
Lambertville, actually.
Lambertville. Mm-hmm. So by living in this area, you build relationships with people, which really comes in handy as you begin to... explore other business opportunities, which you have done.
Well, it's true, and they say at the Leeds breakfast up here that, you know, people do business with people they know, like, and respect and trust, and that comes from people knowing you long enough and often enough that they feel comfortable with that.
That's exactly right. So, from having been down at Pine Creek, where was your next journey? Where did that take place?
Well, I was with Pine Creek for 13 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
So that was a good part of my time, and then that was at the point when they decided to close and sell, and they were down for about 4 years, I guess, till someone else bought them. But, you know, I haven't been part of that, you know, regrowth there. But from there, I went to working with 100 in Helpline on a couple of programs that they needed ad sales for. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, and I've done some other side jobs. I have a friend who has an events business, and she'll quite often call me up and say, can you help me out for a golf outing, or, you know, different things like that. And that would be Sue at Opulent Events, and she's
sure.
a chamber
yeah.
member.
Yes, she is.
And, you know, so I've helped her with that. So I kind of move around a little bit still.
I think having a status as a free agent is wonderful.
Oh, it is. It's great to be able to just book things as they fit in and do different things along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really, really good. Now, while you were working with Opulent Events, you also, I guess, were selling the gift
albums.
Uh-huh.
Well, and that's something I've been doing since I was even working with Pine Creek. That's, you know, that's the side business, a product line offered through Amway. And it's a gift album, a gift book, and they come in different price points. And for people who, you know, for business uses, they can use it as an employee incentive or a thank you for referrals. And then there's like baby gift albums and wedding gift albums that, you know, you can use for those occasions, whether it's business or personal. So,
yeah.
You know, with a lot of friends, you know, that was a good business there. And
that,
I've been doing that for, you know, all the years that I've been in that business. So.
That's interesting. I actually bought some of those gift booklets a number of years ago, mm-hmm. for principals and customers that I was selling to or doing a lot of money, a lot of business with us.
Yeah.
And it was a little different way to thank them for the opportunity to work with them.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice. You know, people always say, well, it's so great because I don't have to shop for a gift and they can pick something they want out of the choices available. And
exactly.
Now, that was always just, that was what struck me too.
Well, that sounds interesting. Now, that is all part of, that has been part of the Amway, although you said it's breaking
right.
away from the Amway. And I
right.
want to get into more about the Amway. But we have a couple of our messages from our sponsors, and we're going to do that, and then I will come back.
Okay.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest today is Polly Anderson, who is your Amway independent business owner. Now, Polly, you've walked us through your serial business opportunities and things you've been working on, and that kind of leads us up to the fact that you've been with Amway, but you said for 19 years altogether.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you a story. My husband had a late start going to college, and we got married, and after we were married, we went on a honeymoon in Ocean City, New Jersey for about like 5 or 6 days, and we ended up in Peoria, Illinois, so he could go to college. And I worked, and he went to school. So he was in the Vets Club, which because he had been in the service before going to college.
Okay.
And he was at Bradley University. So anyway, we met a number of couples who were in the Vets Club at Bradley University because he was older than the other students, regular students.
Yeah.
So some of them were selling Amway products.
Okay.
So I actually got into selling Amway back in 19... This is how long we've been married, in 1966.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for Amway, I don't think I would have been able to afford to buy my birth control pills.
Well, that's an interesting twist.
But he was in school out in Peoria for 3.5 years, and he graduated in February of 1970. This is how I'm dating myself here.
Yeah.
But we brought Amway East, and I really didn't get into it, and that was the end of it. But I came across SA8 Box recently and LOC.
Well, they're both still product lines.
Are they still
around? Yes, they are.
I was wondering.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, because it's been so long since you've used them, they reformulate everything to keep up with the most modern of opportunities for, you know, redeveloping product lines. But, you know, the LOC is still there as the SA8, and sometimes they just rebrand it name-wise, but it's, you know, it's still the product
still
line.
There.
So, yeah, so they are still there.
That's really interesting.
You know, the reason I started in the business was because it was a way to be able to generate some side income along with whatever else I was doing.
Yeah.
And for me, it was one of those things. I was working for Pine Creek, and I had two little kids. And, you know, in Lambertville, you have to drive your kids to school and pick them up from school. So there was no busing. And so it was just nice to be able to have something to do, you know, to make some money on the side. It didn't have to be big bucks. It was just something to help. So, and it still is.
Well, you know, I give you a lot of credit for sticking to it as you did. I've been selling actually since that time. I went on to work for Xerox and was trained in professional selling skills at Xerox Corporation. And then I started my own business in 1976 as a manufacturer's rep in the pet industry. But what always struck me about selling, you're into a people-to-people business or
right.
consumer-to-consumer mm-hmm. business. Or business to consumer. I think that's one of the most difficult types of selling to be into. I personally think that. I think the second most difficult is what I've been doing all these years, because I'd never sold to the end user. I sold to distributors who sold to retailers who sell to the end user.
Right.
So I didn't have any control over what the end user was buying. And mm-hmm. I would just hope that I did a good enough sales job that the distributor would buy it, but that he would train the salespeople to sell it to the retailers.
Right, right.
And I had to, and somehow I had to play a role, and it was difficult to get people. I had to do some pull-through marketing in order to get people to buy it and try as I could to educate them on these products. So it's kind of difficult when you're not dealing directly with the people that are actually selling your stuff.
Right, and that's a really good point. In your position in that way, you were selling to somebody, not the end user, but to make sure that the end user did get the same information. It's like that old-fashioned telephone game.
Yes.
You tell something, and by the end, it's so watered down and not at all what it was. You know, you worry. And our business is geared more on a one-to-one. You know,
yes.
We have restrictions on what we can do advertising-wise to people that we don't know. We have limitations on that because they want it to be a one-to-one business so that it doesn't get watered down.
Yeah.
Like you were saying.
Yeah, and it could in the way that I was doing. And I think, too, the kind of work that I've been doing, there are a lot of elements that have to come together to get a sale. People have to trust you. They have to believe in you. They have to believe that you can solve their problems. You have to have the ability to solve the problem.
Right, right.
Timing is an issue. There are several other factors, but to me, the most important factor is the willingness for them to change the system. In other words, if they're happy campers with their current vendor, even if the current vendor is not that great, but
right.
they may have a personal relationship with them, it's hard to get people to switch.
Yes.
And if they do switch, they have to make a lot of changes within their own business world, because I'm selling to a distributor who sells to a retailer. We're talking about changing websites, catalogs, retraining salespeople, customer service, the computer systems, making room on shelves and in warehouses. So that's the difficult part.
Right, right.
At least when you're selling to the end user, you do have more control.
Right,
but
right.
you're also dealing with the I give you credit. Working with people can be difficult.
Yeah, sometimes. But I was interested to hear what you were going to sound like you were going to finish there, you know, about how, you know, about what it is difficult with working with people one-on-one. But I think I don't really find that. Yes, if, like, for example, skincare and cosmetics is something in my business, and in our product line, Artistry is the brand. And yes, I do go up against people, women who are using Clinique or Estee Lauder or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're using some of the products that you can get at CVS,
mm-hmm.
and they're name brands that you see them advertised on TV, but when you really look up with the companies that actually look at all the different brands and categorize them as to their quality, what you might call premium versus less than premium,
mm-hmm.
You know, our brand is in one of the top five international premier brands. Okay, so that's at least a foot in the door, I think, a lot of times. Right. So, and it depends on who you're talking to. And,
yeah.
And you know, and something that works really well for us and that the company gives us is a money-back guarantee. So if somebody tries something that they don't like it, they don't even have to pay for the shipping to return it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't go wrong to try something. And we have samples. Like, I gave you a couple samples today, too.
That's great.
Yeah. So, you know, and those are just things that help get you started. And,
right.
you know, that, and if people don't like it or they really don't want to change, well, that happens.
Yeah.
So you do different things to try to offer people options.
Yeah.
That's all.
One thing I will say, the convenience of dealing with you directly and not having to go to a store and being able to make a phone call or send an email. Is,
right.
And I won't mention the brand, but I buy only a few cosmetics. I don't use a lot of makeup, but I buy from somebody who sells another brand. And I've been working with her I met her at another networking event actually quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still doing business with her.
Yeah.
And she sends me a postcard saying, oh, you got a special deal, discount for your anniversary or your birthday. And that's usually when I call her or send a message to her. But the fact that I don't have to go shopping in the store, she knows what my colors are.
Right.
Which is, and I'm sure you have the same
right
situation.
That's right. You know, you get to know your customers well enough that
yeah.
you know, and if this is a service that they really like and appreciate and that's what works for them, some people can't be bothered with even that and they just want to do it when they want to do it. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
And you know, and my whole attitude about everything is, you know, I'm here to provide a service. If you don't want service, well, that's all there is to say. You don't want service.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I guess one of my questions is, how do you find your clients?
Yeah. You know, as we were talking early on with my having been with the chambers and other chambers, too, for so long, you know, you get to meet people. And then, you know, when it comes to, like, skincare and cosmetics, you meet the wives of the men who are in the chamber and as well as the women chamber members. You know, that was certainly one way. I do go to networking events that are outside of the chamber, so I meet people that way. When my kids were younger, that was, you know, when I remember before I had kids and I said to somebody that I played volleyball with every week and he seemed to know everybody in town. And I said, how do you know everybody in town? And he said, wait till you have kids.
That's right.
And that was the case. I mean, we ended up meeting so many people after, you know, because of having kids. And, you know, now they're 26 and 28 and, you know, one of them's a worldwide gadabout town, and our son is in Fort Worth now. So they're not such a big help, if you will. But, you know, but I have a lot of friends because of the relationships that developed through marching band, through dance company, through vocal and plays and things that the kids were involved with. And scouts still. My husband is still a scout leader, even though our son graduated out of that at 18.
A long time ago.
Right. So, but he's still very active in it. And honestly, on his level, that was a really great thing for him because he's, you know, he still enjoys the camaraderie of the men that are involved there and seeing other boys come up through and go through Eagle. And, because of him and the other men that are there, our Lambertville group grew from, there were probably about 8 or 10 kids when Wyatt was coming up. And he and 4 other boys went Eagle all the same time, which was fabulous. And they have had Eagle Scouts more than one every year since. And they have about 30 boys in their troop now. I mean, it's just really grown. And it's a lot having to do with what they've been working on.
Yeah,
so kudos to Troop 49 in Lambertville.
That's wonderful. That's that makes you feel good, and you know that the effort you're putting forth is really
that's right
helping them through their lives, really. Right?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, we're going to check into a news break and some extended weather, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you a couple more questions.
Okay.
So let's see. We have we're going to take a news break right now.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Go home.
We're doing the Periscope.
A man wearing a Southern Civil War uniform and armed with a rifle and a Confederate flag saluted the controversial Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville this morning. He was shouted down by a handful of people, one woman threatening to burn his flag. However, police were on hand. The man left without anything crazy happening. There's new information out now about the helicopter that crashed during the violent protests over the weekend in Charlottesville. According to an NTSB report, the same helicopter that went down miles from the demonstration site had to make an emergency landing back in 2010 due to a faulty engine repair. Those aboard the state police helicopter weren't hurt in that incident, but the aircraft was substantially damaged. It could still take weeks for the NTSB to release a report on what brought down the helicopter on Saturday, killing two state police officers. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan. Let's take a look at the extended weather forecast. Of course, it's cloudy right now. It'll be patchy fog this evening. Tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 87. And then in the evening it may become cloudy again with a low of about 65 degrees. On Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. It'll be mostly sunny with a high near 83. And northeast wind will be about 5 miles per hour. So, there is a potential chance of precipitation at about 40%, and then Thursday night showers and thunderstorms again. So I guess we all need to have our umbrellas. See, I've been saying that every time I give a weather report, that you better keep your umbrella handy. Hasn't it been raining all year?
It seems like it, and yet not when you want it to, and when you're expecting it's going to. At least down in Lambertville, we had many times where we didn't get the rain we were expecting, and I had to go out and water the garden. So.
Yeah, I was at a big picnic up in Morris County on Saturday, and the weather was that it was going to rain. And people prepaid for their tickets, and we found out that a lot of people didn't show up thinking that it was going to be rainy, although we had a big tent set up, and we had a food caterer, games, and music.
Oh,
so there was so much food left over, they gave out containers of food.
Oh, well, lucky for them, those that came.
And it didn't rain. It drizzled briefly.
Oh,
and after that, it was fine the rest of the time. So that was kind of neat. We've been talking about the fact that you're an Amway independent business owner and that you've been doing very well with them for quite a long time. I'm always curious about the training that people go through in learning how to not only learn the products, but also learning tactics. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of training program has Amway put you through or that you've taken advantage of?
Yeah, and that's more to the point. When it comes to a direct sales business, they're, in Amway in particular, they don't require that you do anything. If you want to build a business, if you want to make money, you obviously have to put in the effort. And they provide the materials for you, but then it's kind of up to you. As well as the support of the people that introduced you to the business. And they will help you. So mm-hmm. It really comes from that. Amway has a great new IBO, independent business owner, a new IBO business section on the website that's training that people can just go onto the website. I mean, And then be able to take different classes. And it's kind of a training thing. And a lot of the classes are very short. You know, obviously we're talking web-based.
Right.
And it's great because it's something that they can do when they have time. And that's the most important thing. You know, if you depended on somebody to sit down and train you on everything, well, yours and their schedules may not match up. And when you have time, they may not have time. So it's really great that the company has put out different things on the website for new business owners to be able to learn things that way. The website itself is also very... has a lot of information on all the different product lines. And then, as I mentioned, you know, when someone introduces you to the business and sponsors you into the business, they're kind of signing on the dotted line along with you that they are going to be there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is their responsibility, is to help the new person get acclimated. When it comes to, you know, when we have business meetings so that they can learn more information and all of that is optional, so that it's really up to people to make the time because they have their own reasons for doing it.
Yeah. What are some of the courses that you've taken online? What have you learned?
Yeah. Well, you know, over a lot of years, I mean, also when I first got started, you know, 18, 19 years ago, the business was still just a catalog-based business. It wasn't online. I mean, heavens, almost nothing was online.
That's true.
That was how long ago, the internet, you youngsters listening,
yeah.
That's how long ago. And, I mean, I didn't have a computer when they first went online because, I mean, not that many people did.
That's right.
And I didn't know how to use it and all of that. So, you know, but I, you know, so along the years, they've continued to develop the website itself so that people can get information there. I've taken classes on sales,
mm-hmm.
Sales techniques. I've taken classes on some of the different product lines. You know, the skincare and cosmetics is certainly a big seller, so it behooves me to know more about it, as well as the vitamin and supplement lines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I still don't profess to know everything, but, you know, it's only a click away to get,
yeah.
You know, specific, because, you know, it's kind of hard, especially from my background where I've always done more than one thing at a time. And if you have a full-time job and two little kids, it's kind of hard to know, you know, a couple hundred products and what sizes they are and what the cost is and all the different details about everything.
Yeah.
So, but it's good. You know, we have mini catalogs like that come out twice a year. We have the regular catalogs with everything in them
mm-hmm.
that come out a couple times a year. And so it's pretty easy to learn everything.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to the selling skills, let me ask you a question about the selling, first of all. Do they have the courses written for them, or are they using a service that provides training techniques?
I believe that it's all done in-house. They've always been pretty pretty self... I can't think of the word, but they do most everything in-house. They have their own marketing people, and so I'm pretty sure that that's, you know,
yeah.
how they work it, so that, you know, these are people who really do know what the products are about and what the mentality of the company is. And, you know, when you have IBOs, you know, like, yeah, they're salespeople, but they are independent business owners, and they need to be treated and trained as such, not as employees, because right. we're not employees.
Yeah.
And so they have to create everything accordingly.
Let me ask you this. With the sales training, were you trained how to sell certain products, or were you trained on selling technique?
You know, when they have all the different product lines that are available in the company, it's really up to the individual business owner about finding something that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of women, for example, they get into the skincare and cosmetics just because of the obvious relationship there, even though we do have a men's skincare line now too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all these different product lines. I happened to find the gift program, and that just happened to hit me in my sweet spot. know, it was sales. It was something that, that business people like. I was always very comfortable talking with business owners. My first, you know, I was in the business for a couple of months and the holidays were coming up and I knew that this was a great gift for holiday purposes. And, you know, with a lot of door knocking and phone calls to some businesses, I found in particular a couple of men business owners who said, oh, I haven't done anything for the holidays yet for all of my employees and clients. And that, you know, those were my first big sales that first year. And that's sort of where I've been with the selling the gift albums for the rest of these years as my main sale.
That's interesting.
Product line. Yeah. But there's nothing forced upon anybody. It's really that they create a great platform of products and services, and then it's up to the individual to, you know, work the business as works best for them.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to do it because, you know, like I said, some people really like the skincare and cosmetics, and someone like me who uses everything, but it's not my big heart thing. So yeah. I just go on from there.
Were there any courses on any other business topics of, you know, outside the product side of it?
Yes, they you know, they do have some, but you know, one thing I think a lot of people don't understand about how the business is created is Amway is the product management and the company that's creates everything. They handle the shipping, they pay the bonuses, they have the whole chemistry back. They have their own laboratories. They have like 90 chemists that work there. They have, you know, they have all of that. But when it comes to the training and the people side of the business, that's where it comes with your team that you're a part of.
Okay.
The person who sponsors you into the business and the person who sponsored them, you're part of a network of people who have their own goals and dreams and what they're looking for. And that group is the one that creates their own training materials for their group.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
That's
so, interesting. You know, we have seminars, you know, like once a month on a Saturday night because we bring in guest speakers and conferences. I went to a weekend conference a couple of weekends ago. We have a couple of those a year. But it's opportunities. And they also produce CDs. And we actually have an app now where I can listen instead of the CDs, but I can use it while I'm taking a walk. So I don't have to carry a Walkman CD player or anything like that. But there's a lot of materials there. They have a recommend books every month, and you can sign up to get the books every month. And those are all things that either they help you specifically with the business and how to build your business, or it might just be something conceptual in nature about how to become a better person so that you'll become a better business owner. And how to work with people. One of the books had to do with the personality traits. And a lot of people, like I know when I got started, I didn't know anything about personality traits. It's just, I don't really like that person over there. They had a personality that didn't really fit with me. But that same person might get involved in business with me. And I needed to learn how to work with people that had a different type of way of working things. And that has been really helpful. And those are the different types of things that, you know, that the team is good for. So we actually work in two components, you know, the Amway Corporation and everything that they do, and with the team that helps us as business owners.
This is very interesting to me because, first of all, most people are not trained in marketing and selling.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not have the right mindset for that. And when I deal, I've counseled literally thousands of small business owners. And a lot of times they don't make it because they just don't have the training. They don't know enough to
people
even
skills.
Look for the training, and they don't
right.
have the people skills.
Yeah.
Exactly. So going into Amway gives someone who decides they have to want to have their own business, it really gives them the direction and the support that they would never get anyplace else. I'm
right.
quite sure.
Right, right. And, you know, it's different from a J-O-B. You know, yeah. From when you go into your work, they teach you how to do the thing that they want you to do, and then they leave you on your own to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may start off being afraid, like, how do I learn how to do this, and how do I get good at it? I remember a number of jobs that I started in my younger years that, you know, I had never worked at a flower shop before. I didn't know all the different flowers. I didn't know how to use a cash register, and I didn't know how to send out orders or take in orders, all these different things. And but eventually I learned how to do it, and then I became the top trainer.
Yes.
And so it's sort of the same thing when you come into a business like this. And so if your skills aren't quite up on in any particular arena of starting this business, you know, you will eventually get there just by, you know, what do they say? Fear, false evidence appearing real. Yeah, you just get over your fear, but you move on from there. Yeah. So
this is very interesting. Well, I'm going to have to break. We have some sponsors that we
oh,
need
that's great.
To
sure.
share with the audience, and I'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And Polly Anderson, who is your Amway independent business owner, is here to share with us some very interesting information about your business and what you've learned. And I really appreciate it.
Oh, I do too. And thank you for inviting me,
by
the way.
This is so neat. I hope all of our listeners will go back to the archives and listen not only to today's program, but also listen to the past ones, because I can tell you, if people have a pencil and pen handy, they're going to learn something from this program. Now, you have you're part of a team, or you have your own team of people?
Both.
You do both?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you do some of the training then. How many people are on your
sure.
team right now?
I have about five or six people that mm-hmm. I'm working with at the moment. There's been other people that are still there, but they have not been as participatory,
yeah.
and that's often the case. But, you know, again, that's their decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, my job is to try to help them as much as I can to meet their needs with whatever it is that they want to do. So, yeah, so that's what we do.
That's what you do. So are you looking for more people?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Well, you know, if people are interested, my way of doing business is to give them information and, you know, answer their questions and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
No arm twisting, because then you'll always be doing that to people to get them to participate. They, you know, you give them as much information as they need, and then, you know, if they decide they want to get started, then we go from there.
You do. You know, part of the the concern I have is that people want to start a business, but it's because they've chosen things where they're kind of grabbing at straws to see what's going to work for them. There has to be a passion here.
Oh, for sure. A passion is one thing, but also that they have to have more like a dream and a goal.
Yeah.
Something that they want enough that they are going to put in the time out of what's probably already a busy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I got started, I was the mom working a job with two little kids, and I was pretty much responsible for the two little kids while my husband left in the morning and came home after dinner, you know, and I had to try to make everything work. I wanted it enough that I've stayed involved. And, you know, other people, they have to realize, you're going to have to put in some time, you know. Otherwise, you know, I often say, if not this, then what? You know, do you have something else that's going to give you the dreams that you want? If you want to make more money, or do you want to quit your job, or do you want to have a new car, or whatever it is, you know, maybe you've got two little kids and you're looking at college 10 years down the way.
That's right.
Or you're older and you're looking at retirement and you really haven't done the deal for that. It's not too late, but you know, if you have a reason, a dream or a goal for what you want, then do you have anything else that's going to help you get there?
And the beauty of this is that because you're on your own, you can set your own schedule. So you
exactly.
have the flexibility which you had when you had your children.
Exactly. Exactly.
You probably didn't miss the Halloween parades or the Christmas parties. Or
I honestly did not miss those things because my kids were involved in all those different things, you know.
Yeah.
I could very easily have had a much bigger business if I'd have been putting in more time. But, you know, you do what you can do when you can do it. And, again, if not this, then what?
That's right. Well, it's in this way you're working for yourself, and
exactly.
if you want to try, that's one thing I found. Having been self-employed for over 40 years now, nobody tells me what to do. Of course, they say the hardest person to work for is yourself. but if I want to try a new idea or a new approach in marketing, or if I want to take a class, and nobody's going to tell me I can't take the time off to do it,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I just do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes things work, sometimes they don't, but at least you can go pick yourself up and go try something else to
That's
see
right.
what is best for your business. So.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
It yeah.
is it is nice having the flexibility about doing that. And, you know, some days, you have the best laid plans of doing different things, and mm-hmm. then something else, you know, suddenly you're getting a call from the school nurse saying, come pick up your sick kid. And
right.
it's nice to have the flexibility to do that.
Yeah.
But same with business. Sometimes you just need it. But, you know, there have been a lot of people that have just said, you know what, there isn't it. I don't have anything else. This has got to be it for me. And
yeah.
and so you work it accordingly.
Yeah, that's right. one question I have for you, and we still have a few more minutes to talk. In talking with small business owners, the one thing that many of them are missing is a system for keeping track of all the information pertaining to their clients, and that is name, address, phone number, email address, what they've already purchased, what their prospects to buy, where they're connected in the community, in order to find patterns among clients and prospects.
Right.
How do you keep track of all of your customer names?
Well, I will admit I'm probably not the best person to ask about that. And that's why you that are listening to this show are listening to Vicki, because she's the one that's probably going to help a lot with that. You know, I do use an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay, well, that's
and
a start.
Yeah, I mean, that's at least my name, address, phone number, email address, websites for businesses mm-hmm. if they have them and things like that. And mostly for me, it's keeping notes on dates that they bought things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have started to create more columns for some of the different product lines. Being that I had always really worked in the gift albums, it wasn't too hard for me to keep track of orders. And I do keep, files on my clients so that I know what they've ordered in the past and, you know, when they've ordered it and things like that. So That's been pretty much it. And I know that, you know, there are a lot more sophisticated ways out there of doing it.
Well, over the years, I have personally used Access, which is a Microsoft program, but my former business partner set up my database, which is all a custom template. But I keep, for business to business is where I am in my endeavor, I keep track of a great deal of information, but it's all at my fingertips. But there are systems that are cloud-based today that some people are buying. Mm-hmm. There's one that I recommend that people consider using. It's called HubSpot. It's HubSpot.
Okay.
Is a company. HubSpot is actually a company that helps its clients to get found on the Internet.
Oh, okay.
And they have developed a database that is free.
Oh.
So I haven't really spent a lot of time looking at it, but I know that there are so many people that need systems to keep track of customers. And mm-hmm. so that's why I was curious. Sometimes I've worked with some clients that work in certain industries that actually have database systems, or they're called CRIM, customer relationship management systems, that they can actually access for their own personal businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Does Amway have anything like that?
Not really sure, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, I think there are two things that I think business owners struggle with the most, and one of them is having a system to keep track of information, and the other one is actually knowing who their target audience should be.
Mm.
I believe you have a sense of that, and in your case, you know, your target audience would be people in the geographic area,
right?
But there are people that perhaps are connected to the places that you go to meet them.
Yes, well, it is kind of funny too, because being that Amway has a website that is, you know, accessible from everywhere. I have a client who I met at a networking event down in South Jersey, down in Marlton, but he has a woman who does, I'm trying to think exactly what it is she does for him, but she's in Chicago. And she's the one, when he decides that he has a customer that he would like to send a gift album to, he sends her a note and says, take care of it, call Polly. And she actually goes on to my website and makes the purchase herself has it sent directly to him. So, you know, he could have contacted me, but, you know, through my website that's affiliated through Amway, she's able to go right on it herself and make the purchase herself. So
that's
and, you know, so too for anybody who's interested in any of the products that we carry.
This is our virtual world of business today, which is really neat, really.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it is really great. You know, on my business cards, I do show my website so that people can go there and look and see what the gifts are, and then all the different products are, so that they can, you know, get a feel for things. And so.
Well, before we conclude, I would like you to just give your contact information to our listeners. How can they get hold of you? What is your phone number, your email address?
Sure. Well, look, let me start with the website. So the company name is Quality You Want, and that's all words. So Quality, the word Y-O-U, Want, WANT.com. And that puts you right into the website and into the Amway website, my side of things. So my email address is Polly, P-O-L-L-Y, at qualityyouwant.com.
Very
easy.
Good. Okay.
And my cell phone number is 609-598-1120. And you can find me on LinkedIn. And very shortly, you'll find me in the chamber on their website as a member. And you'll be able to find me. So, Polly Anderson.
Well, Polly, it was a pleasure having you. It was about time we got together.
Vicki, thank you so much for inviting me. This has been fun, and I hope informative for your listeners.
Absolutely.
And look forward to, you know, working with you continuously.
Okay, we'll get you back again perhaps next year,
next
year.
Sure.
Think about that. So thank you very much. And I want to thank those of you who are listening here today. You've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the 100 & Chamber Internet Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and I will be gone for a week. I'm going to Shanghai, and I'll be back the last Tuesday in this month in August, and hope that you'll be able to connect with us once again.
Have a great trip.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the 100 & Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Records show the man suspected of barreling his car into a crowd of activists in Virginia terrified his mother when he was a young teen. Samantha Lee Bloom reportedly called 911 on James Fields Jr. when he was 13 and 14 years old. The mother called the police from a locked bathroom in 2010 to report Fields hit her in the head. Bloom, who uses a wheelchair, also reported her son once pulled a 12-inch knife on her. The now 20-year-old Fields is charged with second